8:32 on a Thursday morning. Joining us now in our studio from age-friendly Northfield, we have Dave DeLong. David, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Much appreciated.
Well, I know it's nice of you to shovel a spot for me right out front.
I did that all by myself in my spare time. Actually, I don't know where. I don't know if it's Carlton or the city of Northfield that does our sidewalk, but we thank whoever was out here early this morning for doing that. Let's talk about age-friendly Northfield. You were one of the people involved with a Northfield Park audit.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about this.
Well, before we get to that, I got my instructions from Cece, who's usually around, mm-hmm. and she wanted me to mention, and it ties into the park audit, though, because walking is one of the easiest forms of exercise for adults. You know, you don't need special equipment. Just get out there and walk 15 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. You can walk with a friend. But she's mentioned this before, but with the Northfield School District, we've arranged indoor walking at the high school in the morning and in the afternoon. And we've going to be installing a bench and a coat rack for mm-hmm. these. So you can go out there and walk indoor without cost in the morning. If you go in the afternoon, you need to get there before 4:30. It's open till 5:30, I think, 3:30 to 5:30. But they lock the doors at 4:30, so you mm-hmm. have to be in there, but you can always get out. So walking indoors, especially in weather like this, you know, you don't have to freeze your lungs out. And then also, in conjunction with the school district, we're very pleased to announce that Pickleball Sundays will be coming to Northfield.
All right.
So, you know, they play in almost all kinds of weather if the courts are clear.
But well, good luck this week.
Yeah, but if you wanted to play indoors, mm-hmm. you have to go down to Faribault. Mm-hmm. And so in conjunction with Community Ed and Rec in the school district, Pickleball Sundays are going to open from noon to 4, and the first couple of hours are going to be for learners. If you haven't, you know, played before, or just want to learn or aren't comfortable, you know, there'll be people, mm-hmm. instructors, and then kind of their reward for instructing is from 2 to 4. They get to play, and it's going to be without charge. We're underwriting it because the school has to keep some personnel over there while it's open.
Okay.
But, yeah, so you won't have to travel, and that'll be coming early next year. So
all right.
Thanks to the school district.
Yeah, back to walking in the schools. Is that every day, or is that can you do that while school is in session?
It's Monday through Friday, yeah, so while school is in session.
Uh-huh.
But there's a morning block and an afternoon block.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it has to be during that specific time.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Once again, Dave DeLong with Age-Friendly Northfield is with us. Are you ready for the park audit here now?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yep. You finish off the park audit, and you actually brought in a copy. I'm looking through the copy that you brought in, and there's there are a lot of places I didn't even know were
yes.
parks.
We visited every park and some parks that aren't a park, like the Archery Park, which some people don't even know Northfield has, but it's under the water tower on the east side of the city, mm-hmm. and it's actually a pretty nice place. You wouldn't want to play there while the archers are arching.
Uh-huh.
But
Liberty Park. What is that?
Did I spell it wrong?
Is it Liberty Park?
Liberty Park.
Okay. I didn't know we had one of those.
That's up in the north west section.
All right.
Kind of in Don Pavic territory up there, College City Homes.
What do you think, did you get a pretty good perspective on what Northfield has, what they don't have, and what we need as in terms of, I guess, an older crowd, you know, with the age-friendly group?
Yes. One of the, as I mentioned earlier, one of the biggest easiest forms of exercise is walking. Mm-hmm. And Northfield has a lot of walking paths in their park. We have a number of holding pond parks. Like, you know, there's a holding pond, but there's green space around it. Mm-hmm. So there's a path, like Hidden Valley, Grant Park, mm-hmm. Par Meadow Park down by the golf course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these paths, what we did was check them, though, too, to see if they're seamless or bumpless, because one of the big things for an older adult is having a smooth surface. You don't want to have a lot of cracks and trip hazards. Mm-hmm. So, and Northfield does a real good job of maintaining their parks. All the parks were really well maintained, even some of the ones that were just passive parks, like Lashbrook. Uh-huh. You know, it's still mowed a path. That's not really for seniors or older adults, but it's a nice park, and there's space at the top of it where you can just look out at the park and enjoy the wildflowers and stuff. But a lot of the parks have a lot of youth playground equipment, and one of the things we've found was that older adults now have older adults sometimes take on child care responsibility or grandchild care. Mm-hmm. And when they're taking their kids to their park, it might not be the closest park, might not be the kid's favorite park. So parking is important. The play areas, is there a path going up to the play area that's good for pushing strollers or walkers, or and then all the play areas have benches, so you can sit there and observe your kids and watch them. But none of the benches have arms. And as we get older, sometimes arms are nice to help push you out of the chair. Mm-hmm. So we looked at things like that. Northfield has a great park system, but, you know, things can always be better. And it's been a while since it's been looked at through older adult eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, there was early on, you know, like Central Park in New York and even Minneapolis's chain of lakes, it was naturalness parks. You were enjoying nature because, you know, the city was around. And then there came a time when, you know, children needed to be out and about and recreate. And that's when we get the swing sets and the, you know, because good, healthy air is important, mm-hmm. and sunshine for vitamin D level is important to everyone.
Are you seeing, are there certain trends going on that you've seen maybe some other cities that could be implemented within Northfield?
Yes. AARP had a program, and they wanted to put a FitLot, FitLot, mm-hmm. into each state. And the one in Minnesota is up in the Haley Q. Brown Center. But they have the rubberized floor, mm-hmm. and they have a big shade for sunscreen, for sun. All this is outdoors. There's like five sets of equipment to work on flexibility, to work on upper body, and they can have classes or they can be used independently, because one of the things is when to get to a fit lot like this, and if you're going there with people, you know, you can talk, and that also helps engage people, because one of the other big things about being an older adult is sometimes you're isolated. So programs that can get people out, keep them mobile and flexible. And it's over by the Northfield Retirement Community. Mm-hmm. They have a fit trail, and it goes around the outside, and there's different stations. And the park board was thinking of a fit trail, but they've found that these fit lots where it's in one area. You know, you can go there, you can take a class, or you can do it by yourself, but it's more self-contained, and that works better. You know, if you went to a playground for a younger adult and it had, okay, here's the slide, now walk 50 feet over here, here's the swing, now walk 50 feet over here, and here's the teeter-totter, if they even have teeter-totters anymore. I don't know, you know, it's been a while since I was on a teeter-totter, but, you know, the keep them all together.
Together. Now, is there, do you have a, like an action plan on how, yet, on how to achieve some of these things?
No, we don't have the action plan.
Okay.
The Park and Rec Board, I presented this to the Park and Rec Board. They're the ones that need to make the decision.
Okay.
But this is just presenting information to them through age-friendly eyes. You know, they know they have paths and good paths, but one of the things older adults like is to be able to brag a little. You know, I walked three laps. Well, what's three laps? But, you know, if there was mileage marker on some of these paths, I did 5 miles today. You know, that sense of accomplishment. So things like that. And things like one of the things for older adults is they tend not to utilize parks where they can't be seen. So some of these holding pond paths and stuff, just in case they should fall or trip, they want to be able to be seen from the road so someone could come help them. So, you know, while a secluded area is nice, for seniors, older adults, not so much. So, you know, we presented it to them. We talked about restrooms, the new restrooms at the Oddfellows Park. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty nice, pretty slick now. And just, you know, so when they do make park improvements, they can just keep stuff in the back of their mind as it relates to older adults. Like,
all right,
the Riverside Lions Pavilion down there, they don't have a path that goes all the way up to the pavilion. So if you're dragging an ice chest, you have to go over the ground, or you're pushing a walker or pushing a stroller or pushing a wheelchair to get to the pavilion to have a nice picnic, you go over rocky ground. Oddfellows has sidewalks right up to the pavilion area. Secular Park Pavilion is good. So just to make improvements along the way as they determine. Mm-hmm. This just gives them a little more info without having to go to all 32 parks.
Well, the city has pretty much stated that parks are going to be one of their priorities in 2023 as far as the budgeting goes. So we'll follow that as it go through. And thank you very much for coming in today. Much appreciated. And thanks for your work on that. That's good stuff.
No, well, thank you, Jeff. And it was enjoyable. I mean, I got to talk to some people at parks. You know, I was talking to a couple and their two kids down at Secular. But it's there's a park pass south. There's a pavilion and a play area south of the baseball fields. And they were waiting, I think, for a prescription at Walgreens. And they came down to play. I asked them, why did you pick this park? And, well, we've never been to this one. We've lived in Northfield for 10 years, but, you know, this has different stuff than our neighborhood park. So variety, and it's just, yeah, Northfield has great parks, but.
Absolutely. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Yep.
That is David along with Age Friendly Northfield. Coming up in a moment, we've got Rich with the local news headlines. Christmas through the eyes of a child. Third grader Julia Cunningham is coming up in just a couple minutes here on The Y.
It has been the good fortune of Champion Sports to do business with the fine folks in the area, and the spirit of the season brings a renewed appreciation of old